from KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Well, the holiday season is a time for joy and shopping, but for many, it serves as a reminder of the coming cold and just basic needs, like footwear. As Renee Goddard with Arkansas Public Media reports, the working poor and homeless often have a greater need for footwear and foot care because they're on their feet and moving a lot.
About a year and a half ago, my oldest one here, I didn't realize her shoes were too small. And she kept saying her foot hurts, so I took her to...
Virginia Duck is the mother of Sequoia and Cheyenne, two young girls with growing feet. Her and her daughters are attending a free clinic hosted by UAMS for people who need new shoes and foot care but can't afford it. Those tight shoes? They sent Sequoia to the hospital, an ingrown toenail.
I think that it's important because they spend an incredible amount of time on their feet and they don't have access necessarily to good foot hygiene. So I think that it's important because it's an area that gets neglected.
Dr. Ruth Thomas is a foot and ankle orthopedic surgeon who started this clinic 10 years ago with the national organization Soles for Souls.
What we feel is that we want to promote good health, our good foot health, and we do that by showing them how to trim their nails and get the calluses off and just make sure they have appropriate fitting shoes.
For those who have to walk everywhere they go and wear worn down or ill-fitting shoes, blisters and sores don't just go away.
Well, again, what we worry about the most are patients who have diabetes who get sores on their feet and they go unrecognized and then they develop ulcers and they end up with osteomyelitis.
Osteomyelitis is a bone infection. It can be fatal, actually. But the obstacles don't end there. James May is a construction worker attending the clinic to get some new shoes for work.
Oh, it's a pretty good problem because if you're hungry or your feet hurt, you can't work. That's it. Full belly, good feet, you're good.
May says that people need healthy feet and the right shoes before they can go back to work. But for many of Arkansas's homeless and working poor, this isn't as easy as it sounds.
If I'm working work boots, you have to get about every 3 months, even the best work boots. If you work in them every day, all day, kicking on your knees and walking rocks, you're going to need a pair about every 4 months. I mean, that'd be the best shoe.
Virginia's youngest daughter, Cheyenne, shows off her new colorful socks and shoes from the clinic while her mother calls her a diva. For families like the Ducks and low-income laborers like James May, a pair of new shoes and some basic foot care can make a huge improvement in someone's life.
The better your feet feel, the better you feel, trust me.
In Little Rock, this is Renee Goddard, Arkansas Public Media.